Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the soap that does everything best. You know, I'd like your opinion on the news that does everything and does it best. For instance, I'd like to say to Mrs. Peterson in Ohio, now, Mrs. Peterson, how would you go about proving which wash day soap is best?
Well, I try to be very fair.
Uh-huh.
I take all the different laundry soaps I could think of.
Yes.
And give each one a really tough wash to do.
Well, that's exactly what we did. 25 different wash day soaps were lined up against Does, the new kind of soap.
25?
Yes, ma'am. Bars, chips, powders. All 25 were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. Only Does came out ahead on all three combined.
Didn't any of them beat Does?
Not a one. Compared with Does, most soaps were short on safety for the nice colored rayons you wash. Some soaps missed out on whiteness for towels, and some couldn't match those Does suds for getting tough dirt out easy.
Well, what do you know?
Does scored highest for the whole combination. Now, how's that for an answer to wash day?
Well, I wash stacks of dirty towels. Greasy overalls, too.
Listen, Does gets overalls clean easier and gets towels whiter, definitely whiter, than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap actually leaves your pretty undies brighter.
Maybe I ought to try Does.
Good idea. Then you'll see, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, Does tests best. Does everything best. Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Elsie Warren has just arrived home. And for Mike and Molly, she could not have chosen a more inappropriate time. Molly, who stole out of the Hillcrest rest home earlier this morning disguised as a scrubwoman, has just turned in a general alarm for Jake. And Mike, if he knew how, would have put out an alarm for Joe Ellis, too. Because Mike's fear now is that Joe will get to Elsie before he does and reveal the whole saga of the $25,000 and her daughter Mary's complicity. However, Mike's fears about Joe are groundless, for Jake arrived at Elsie's house on 2024 Jennifer Street before Joe. And it's Jake who is gradually piecing the whole story together with Elsie's help. Right now, Mike is still trying to get Elsie on the phone. Listen.
Mike, why should the line be so busy at 2024 Jennifer Street? Maybe the police headquarters with information about Mr. Goldberg.
Well, Joe Ellis spilling the beans to Elsie. And if it is, my goose is cooked with her, believe me.
All right, Michael, all right. The goose don't get cooked by itself. And if we can keep the truth from Elsie until you can tell it yourself, if we can prevent Joe Ellis from talking to her, then your goose will be as good as ever, as good as...
Joe, right here beside me in this pool room.
Oh, so this is a pool room. So this is a pool room.
Yes.
Oh, mind how Mr. Goldberg always was so careful about my family going into a pool room. Oh, I remember, Mike, from time immemorial, when my family first learned how to read, I took him by his little hand and I walked with him to the library. There was a library on 174th Street.
Uh-huh.
He used to live on 177th Street, and I used to take him by his little hand and walk him to the library.
Yeah.
We always believed in books, in education, and in learning. So, of course, if you start a child right, he can end wrong. Idle minds is the devil's playground.
Yeah.
Words sound like syllables. But, my darling, they add up to wisdom. Oh, how they add up to wisdom. Michael, was that... The man that you were talking to, maybe he knew something. Who was he?
He's the...
Did he know anything about Joe's death?
Except that Joe was in here a little while ago and then left.
Oh, he didn't know, huh?
No.
Oh, and whether Joe found out something about my husband, about Mr. Goldberg? Nothing, huh?
No.
Nothing at all, huh?
No, not a thing. Nothing.
Oh, nothing. A world full of void and his bed, Jake. Michael, if only he's among the living, Michael. If he's only among the living,
yeah.
Michael.
Well, no. Don't go to pieces, Mrs. Goldberg, please.
How can I help? How can I help it? Maybe you better try calling again, huh? Try, Michael,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah,
try again, huh?
Yeah, maybe I better
try. If you got a nickel, try again, huh, Michael?
She's
please.
Right.
Try again, please.
Hello. Hello. Operator, is that line still busy? Or maybe the phone is out of order. Well, then give me the supervisor.
Huh? It's still busy, huh?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Is this the supervisor? Will you find out what's wrong with that telephone at 2024 Jennifer Street, Greensville, 0674? Yeah. Huh? You sure there's somebody talking on that line, huh? Okay. Well, you can cut in, can't you?
They're busy, huh?
Yeah.
They're busy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, maybe it's somebody, huh? Maybe it's somebody. Seymour Finkelhood.
Finkelhood.
This is Elsie Warren speaking, Mary's mother.
If Seymour wants to speak to me, I'm here, Mr. Goldberg.
Hello?
Mr. Finkelhood?
Finkelhood.
I want you to tell me everything you know about my children and what my daughter has to do with all this.
Well, all I could tell you is that your daughter put $25,000 in Mrs. Goldberg's pocketbook. Now, who that money belongs to, I don't know. And who Mike Hilton is, I also don't know.
Well, how sure are you that it was my daughter?
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Mrs. Warren. But believe me, I don't want to go into any details. I'm just getting over a nervous breakdown, and I have to be very careful of my health.
Is my daughter there?
No, I told you. She went out for a walk with my sister, Brady.
Well, I want you to have my daughter call me back immediately, Mr. Finkelhorn.
Finkelhorn.
But please don't tell her about our conversation.
Well, I won't if you don't want me to. But I'm sure Mrs. Goldberg could tell you all you want to know about Mike Hilton. I'm sure he's just a confidence man that knew about the money. And the best thing that you could do is to get rid of him just as soon as possible and save your daughter's reputation and send the Goldbergs home.
Mr. Warren.
Oh, just a moment, Mr. Finkelhorn.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him a minute.
Oh, yes, here you are. Just a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Seymour?
Mr. Goldberg?
Listen, Seymour, I want you to do something for me.
Anything, Mr. Goldberg, anything. Just count on me. If necessary, I'll get out of my sick bed.
It's not necessary. Be sick in the best of health. But I want you to call the factory, please.
Yes.
Get my office.
Yes.
And tell the girl you spoke to me. You following me?
Yes. Goldberg.
And tell her that I'm all right.
All right.
And that I'll be delayed longer than I thought.
Uh-huh.
And should there be a letter from Mexico for me, from that boy's lawyer, remember?
Yes, I remember, Mr. Goldberg.
So tell her to read the letter.
Read the letter.
And I will call her shortly.
Uh-huh.
And tell her to get the contents of information.
Contents of information.
And also maybe there is news or a letter from Mrs. Goldberg.
Still didn't locate her, Mr. Goldberg?
Never mind, Seymour. Never mind about that. That's my department. You do just as I told you, Seymour.
Sure, yes, Mr. Goldberg.
Anything more you wish to say to Mr. Finkelhorn, Mrs. Warren?
Just one question I want to ask you.
All right. Just a minute, Seymour.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Hello, Mr. Finkelhorn.
Finkelhorn.
When Mary arrived in Lastonbury, did she give any reason for coming there? Did she say who sent her or for how long?
No, Mrs. Warren. She's very reticent. But Mrs. Goldberg called my sister Brady and said Mary was coming. That's all. Only I've observed how nervous she is. The symptoms are very much like mine before I had my breakdown. My advice for her is rest and no worries. And that's very sound medical advice, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, don't mention it.
Please, Mr. Finkelhorn, have Mary call me, won't you? Just
I will. I'll have her call.
Operator, is that line still busy?
If it's not busy?
Get them for me, please.
It's not busy, huh?
Huh. I don't think so. Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Me, Elsie. Me, Mike. How are you?
Michael? Well.
Anything wrong, Elsie? See, I'm happy you're back.
Are you really?
Sure, dear. Sure. Well, why not?
Nothing. I thought maybe you'd forgotten.
Oh, forgotten? How could I, Elsie? A man can't forget he's alive.
Is that how I make you?
Yep, alive and kicking, dear.
Well, that's fine, Michael. You'll need your strength.
Yep. What's that?
I said you'll need your strength for the days ahead.
Oh, sure. The days ahead, you mean when we're together?
Perhaps. But why are you so jumpy, Michael? Huh? Anything wrong?
Well, why should there be? Oh, everything's well, particularly now that you're back. How was the trip? Did you get to see your boy?
My son? Oh, yes. I saw him, Mike.
You did?
You
sound as if that weren't possible. After all, you sent me Mike, remember?
I do. That's right. Glad you saw him, dear.
Well, there are a lot of things I've got to talk over with you, Mike, and the phone's not the best place to do it. So...
Look, just one thing, Elsie. Listen, did anybody show up for me, a friend or someone?
Anybody you're expecting, Mike?
Nobody. Just that fellow I spoke to you about, Joe Ellis.
I haven't seen him, Mike. He hasn't shown up yet, but...
But what, Elsie? Anything else?
No. Are you expecting anything else?
Oh, no, Elsie, but are you all right, Elsie?
Oh, yes. Just very, very anxious to see you, Michael.
If I could fly, honey, I would. Right into your arms.
They'll be right here waiting for you, Michael.
Okay, honey. That's the way I like to hear you talk. I'm on my way, Elsie.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Well, it comes to covering up. Elsie is as much of an expert as Mike. And judging by her phone conversation with Seymour, Elsie's getting an unexpected reception ready for Mike. You know, some things do sound almost too good to be true. I'll bet that's what you thought when you heard the big news about Dove. I mean, when you heard that tests against 25 wash day soaps prove Dove does everything in your wash and does it best. Well, now, do you know Dove does everything best in the dishpan, too?
Oh, that's too much. I can't believe it.
But it's true. In dishwashing tests against those 25 different soaps, Dove led the field again. Yes, this new kind of soap is the only one with this winning combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to hands.
That is something, all right.
Just try it. You'll see Dove makes more suds faster than soap after soap. Suds that really last, so there's no need to keep adding soap. Dove makes short work of tough grease, too. No more hard scouring. Yet Dove is kinder to your hands, leaves them feeling soft and smooth. In the dishpan, too, Dove does everything best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. Elsie and Jake reach an agreement, but the results are almost fatal. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axes. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war materials.